Alabama has the highest rate of cervical cancer death in the country. Black women in the state die from the disease at nearly twice the rate of white women. That's according to a report released today by Human Rights Watch, an international nonprofit. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
When identified early, the odds of surviving cervical cancer are very good. Amanda Klassing is a senior researcher who worked on the Human Rights Watch report.
This is such a slow-growing cancer. It is such a preventable form of cancer that if you have women dying from it, it means something else is wrong in the healthcare system.
The report says Alabama's high rate of mortality reflects statewide barriers to care, like not having access to a gynecologist and inadequate health education. It's especially a problem in the Black Belt, a poor rural part of the state. There, women may drive hours to get a checkup or to see a specialist if they can get transportation. The report says racial disparities also play a role, with Black women often diagnosed at a later stage than white women. Again, Amanda Klassing.
There are structural forms of racism that continue to exist in the health system or that are carryovers from abuses that existed years ago.
Human Rights Watch recommends increasing awareness of the HPV vaccine, which prevents the virus that can cause cervical cancer, and helping people follow preventative guidelines. It also advocates for Alabama to expand Medicaid. Poor, uninsured women in the state are at a higher risk of dying from cervical cancer because they can't afford treatment. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.